Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
7:45, quarter till 6, Thursday, December 2nd. Plenty of sunshine today, highs of 76, and then looking ahead to tomorrow and the weekend, highs of 74 tomorrow, 74 Saturday, and 76 on Sunday. Front comes through then Sunday night, and highs Monday only of 68. It's hard to believe that it is already day 95 of Ida recovery, and it is even harder to believe that the people in the harder hit areas are not further along. Archie Chasson joins us now, our friend, president of Lafourche Parish. How you doing, Archie?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. Good to be with you again.
Thanks for taking the time with us. I was saying earlier, I think the last time we talked to you, that at least 1,800 families in Lafourche were either living in cars or houses that they shouldn't be living in. Has any progress been made at all since we spoke to you last about houses coming in or temporary housing for people or improving their situation at all?
Yeah, you know, very little, Tommy. And I'll run through the stats with you real quick. I wrote them down while I was waiting to come on. You know, FEMA's program has, and both the FEMA program and the state program have been extremely slow. I will say the state program got off the ground quicker than the federal program, but it's still been a little sluggish. But, you know, we have 217 FEMA units on the ground, with only 44 of those being licensed in. So those are ready for, you know, people have moved in, they've been cleaned, hooked up. Everything's good to go.
Archie, let people move in. I hate to ask you, but you keep cutting in and out. Are you on a speakerphone or something?
Let's try that, Tommy. How's that?
Yeah, let's do that. That's a lot better. So FEMA, 217 units, and continue from that point, please.
We have 217 units that are actually on the ground. We're actually living in them now. So we have, you know, again, we talked about this, 44. So when you talk about, you know, we requested, you know, 3,000 some odd units, it's going to be tough. The state program has moved a little bit quicker. We have about 325 units actually on the ground. Those are those, you know, Jayco camper units that are meant to kind of bridge that gap between, you know, living in your car, living in a gutted house, and when FEMA rolls in. 209 of those 325 are licensed in, so families are living in there. So out of 3,000, we have 250 people that actually have some place to sleep with something better over their heads than what they had last night. So it's been a huge struggle. You know, we've tried working with FEMA in the state. You know, we've curled down our permitting process. We've curled down the requirements. You know, we're letting these things be put in below the base flood elevation, so we're not having to jack these things up really, really high and build ramps and stuff for people. Make it quick and easy. We can get them in. We know it's going to be a short time. People are, you know, 18 months or so that people are living in these things while they rebuild or figure out what they're going to do. So we've done everything we can on our end. We just need them to move the units quicker and actually get them down here.
This, you know, it angers me, Archie, because I don't understand, especially hurricane season's over now, right? So, and this is not designed to be a long-term thing at all, but what in the name of holy hell has taken so long? When you ask, and I'm sure you're on the phone constantly, what do they tell you?
You know, it's we have a conference call once a week, Tommy, with FEMA and our state people. And, you know, it took them so long to get it off the ground. You know, we were at day 50 before the first unit even was moved into Louisiana. So they had to go find these things somewhere. There is no pre-planning on their part. You know, they're the Federal Emergency Management Agency, but they don't really manage emergencies very well. They're so reactive instead of being proactive and saying, all right, this is where the storm goes. Let's go put 1,000 of these units in Alexandria, where it's a 3-hour drive from there to cut off, and have these things put in the ground. We know the process, right? It's the same contractors that do these things for FEMA all over the state. So that the contractors know what they're doing once they can get their hands on a unit. But the fact that we're having to truck these things from Kentucky and Illinois, and it takes 3 days to get it here, and then, you know, it's just been a complete cluster. And I don't understand why FEMA does not have a better game plan for that. I don't even go back to Katrina anymore. I'm talking about Laura and Delta last year, with Southwest Louisiana got their butts handed to them, just like we did. And look, it took those guys, and FEMA likes to pat themselves on the back because they say, well, it took Southwest Louisiana 8 months to get their first unit. You guys did it in 50 days. Well, 50 days is still too damn long, Tommy, for, you know, these guys get to go back to their hotels and their, what I call the Kunas Hilton over there in Raceland, their man camp they set up, while we still have people living in places that they shouldn't.
We could take a break here. When we come back, Archie, I don't understand how you can have 217 units on the ground, but only 44 occupied. 325, that's with FEMA. When it comes to state, 325 on the ground. I guess only 209 occupied. You requested 3,000 plus. This is day 95 of the Ida recovery, and this is completely and totally unacceptable. And you would think at some point it all comes down to will. If there's the will, they'll find a way to do it. Bigger mountains have been moved than 3,000 trailers brought into Lafourche Parish. 7:50, 10 till 8, traffic now on WWL. 7:55, 5 before 8 on this Thursday, December 2nd, day 95 of Ida recovery. And I'm going to keep giving those days until something gets done. We're talking to Archie Chasson with Lafourche Parish. FEMA's got, they requested over 3,000 units for people to live in. FEMA's delivered 217 of them on the ground, only 44 occupied. The state's program have delivered 325, has delivered 325. Only 209 are licensed with people living in them. Archie, I'm going to say this, and I gave this example, and this concerns me. If you and I work together, and every day I go into work, you punch me in the face, and I go to Human Resources, and I say, Archie, punch me in the face, and they don't do anything about it, eventually, it's not that Archie punched me in the face. It's, oh, here's Tommy complaining that Archie punched him in the face again. Holy geez, why didn't he get over it? When the fact of the matter is, you're punching me in the face. And what I mean by that is, are you concerned that, just like Southwest Louisiana and our friend Nick Hunter, that somehow along the line, the story is going to be changed from the people in Lafourche Parish need a hell of a lot of help to, oh, there's Archie complaining again.
You know, I worry about that, Tommy. You know, I talk to a lot of people, and look, a lot of people listen. I get text messages after we do this show every time I'm able to come on, and, you know, people, great job, Archie, keep after him, you know, keep fighting for us, that sort of thing. And I think eventually it's just going to be, well, you know, Archie's whining again because he hadn't gotten what he wants. But, you know, it's the most frustrating thing for us, Tommy, is that.
And that's,
you know,
not the case. That's not true at all. That's
no, it's
crazy,
us fighting for,
right?
Our people. That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and that's the most frustrating part for us here, because within 12 hours we had, you know, the main road cleared. Within about 48 hours we had most of our population back. Within, you know, 3 weeks we had our water supply back up. Within four weeks we had our power grid back up. We can influence those things, right? That's local people. That's local. We can control certain things. I can get debris picked up. We got, you know, 75% of our debris off the ground on day 95. But I still can't get people with a roof over their head for Thanksgiving or for Christmas, because I can't get the damn federal government to realize what a debacle this is. I go back to what I said 45 days ago, is if you just got them here, let us do the heavy lifting, right? I don't need you to go through all this COVID cleaning and all the parameters of how to set these things up and fighting with energy to put tent poles, because that's the way you want to do it when we have power to people's houses and stuff like that. I just need you to get the damn units on the ground. And until you do that, we're not going to have more than 44 people living in something that's stable. And that's the most frustrating part for us, is I can only control so much of this, but I have to see the people in Rouse's. I have to see the people in, you know, at the gas station that want to say, hey, Arch, where's, you know, I've been waiting. I've been homeless for 95 days now. What am I supposed to do? I don't want you to move anywhere else. And that's what I'm afraid of, is people are really going to start finding houses in other places. And that's why we're going to see the big population drop. It's not because our community is not great and everything's not working. is because FEMA couldn't get here fast enough to provide housing to let people rebuild. They had to go to Alexandria or Lafayette or Baton Rouge or New Orleans or Prairieville or somewhere else to find a house.
As far as you know, do you still have people living in vehicles?
We do. We have a couple, and we're trying to make progress on those. On those calls, we try to prioritize with FEMA and the state to say, hey, how do we speed these guys up ahead of somebody who may be living in a house that may be having a roof that's just gutted. They want something a little bit more stable. We try to do some priority work on it, but it's tough. We have to find those people.
Archie, real quick, if there was the will and determination, how long would it take to get 3,000 trailers in a Lafourche Parish? 2 weeks?
Look, we set up a 300-person man camp in a week for FEMA employees. Did that times 10, I'd have everybody taken care of.
There you go. God bless you, Archie. We'll continue to talk to you, all right? Let me know if we can help.
Thanks, Tommy. Appreciate it.
All right, Archie Chasson, president of Lafourche Parish, and that's outrageous that in this country, in the United States, as we help God knows how many other countries, we still have our own people living.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.